Shabbat Shalom. When someone finds out that I'm a rabbi, they sometimes feel compelled to share parts of themselves with me. Often I'll hear something like, "I'm Jewish, but I'm a really bad Jew. I never go to temple." These conversations always leave me thinking a little bit about the concept of a good Jew and a bad Jew. So do you consider yourself a good Jew or a bad Jew? But more importantly, what is a good or a bad Jew? Which Jew is better? The one who studies Jewish texts every day, or the one who prepares and hands out sandwiches to the homeless each week? Which Jew is better? The one who refrains from eating anything unkosher, or the one who eats ham and cheese sandwiches on Passover, but donates all their clothes to the local shelter? The one who lights candles every week, or the one who studies the parsha, the Torah portion, each week? Or the one who doesn't believe in God but follows the Jewish laws meticulously, or the one who believes all of the tenets of Judaism but follows none of its laws? Of course, these are all false equivalencies. There is no one definition of a good Jew, and in fact, what makes one a good Jew can be viewed differently. Most Jews, when asked if they're a good Jew, will base their answer on how observant they are. Do they light candles? Do they keep kosher? Do they attend synagogue with regularity? Interestingly, if you ask a Christian if they're a good Christian, most of them will base their answer on how strongly they believe in the tenets of the faith, regardless of their practice. As Jews, we emphasize action over belief, because at its core, Judaism is a religion of action. What do I mean by that? Judaism is a religion that is based around a specific set of laws, the commandments, that are found in the Torah. While some of the commandments do indeed dictate what we should or shouldn't believe, the majority of the commandments seek to regulate our behavior more than our thoughts. We must perform certain actions, and we must refrain from performing or doing others. When it comes time to atone, we don't atone for our sinful thoughts, but for our sinful actions. How are we a religion of action? Let's think about how we approach conversion. In order to become Jewish, you need to do more than just declare your belief in Judaism and our Jewish understanding of God. You must engage in a series of actions that show that you have a knowledge and a belief in Judaism. But more importantly, that you are actively living a Jewish life. Conversion requires a course of study, appearing before a Beit Din, a panel of rabbis or learned people to share that you're actively involved in the religion. It requires immersing in a ritual bath, a mikveh, and finally, a declaration that you wholeheartedly throw your lot with the Jewish people. Just declaring your belief in the Jewish God isn't enough. In this week's Torah portion, Akev, we see many references to the physical nature of our relationship with God. We are reminded that if we follow God's commandments, we will have the physical comforts, rain in the right season, dominance over our enemies, and successes in our harvest. But if we fail to follow the commandments, our women will be barren and we will fall by the sword of our enemies. Moses also recounts how he went up Mount Sinai to receive the first set of the commandments. And upon coming down, he sees us worshiping the golden calf. And he talks about how he, with his own hands, threw the tablets and smashed them to the ground and proceeded to intercede for God on our behalf. We're also reminded that when we're in the desert, we survived not by regular food or clothing, but by manna, and that the clothes on our back and the shoes on our feet never wore out in the 40 years we traveled. Cantor Elizabeth Sachs teaches us, this repeated emphasis on the physicality subtly reminds us that we must not only engage our tradition intellectually and spiritually, but we must literally embody our connection. We must reinforce our relationship to God with with one another with our hands, our eyes, our mouths, and our feet. As she teaches us, in Judaism, our thoughts and prayers are not enough. We must follow our prayers with action. In fact, we're commanded to do just that. Whenever we utter a blessing, we are supposed to immediately follow it with that action. When we say the Kiddush, we take a sip of wine. When we say the Motzi, we eat a piece of bread. We don't do all of the blessings and then sit down and eat. Each blessing is followed by the action, or the blessing is thought to be in vain. So by this standard, a good Jew must live our Judaism in our actions, not just our thoughts. This sentiment will be reinforced on Yom Kippur when we read from Isaiah, Why, when we fasted, did you not see? When we starved our bodies, you paid no heed. Because on your fast day, you see to your business and you oppress all your labors. Is such the fast I desire? A day for people to starve their bodies? Do you call that a fast? A day when God is favorable? No, this is the fast that I desire, to unlock the fetters of wickedness, to untie the cords of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, to break off every yoke. It is to share your bread with the hungry and to take the wretched poor into your home. When you see the naked, to clothe them, to not ignore your own kin. Then shall light burst through like the dawn and your healing spring up quickly. Then when you call, Adonai will answer. And when you cry, Adonai will say, Hineni, I am here. In other words, it's not enough to starve our bodies and spend the day in synagogue beating our chests if we are simultaneously mistreating our workers and not sharing our bread with those in need. In order for our prayers and supplications to be heard and answered, we must follow our prayers with actions that will lead us in the direction of what we are praying for. What do our actions reveal about ourselves? Are our actions in line with our prayers and our values? Or are we praying to God to fix the problems that we ourselves are unwilling to fix? As we near the end of the summer and we approach the Jewish month of Elul, the traditional time for introspection and reflection, let us examine how closely our actions align with our prayers. And let us work so that in the year to come, our actions truly reflect our prayers. Shabbat Shalom.